Introduction. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? Micah 6:8. Justice is both a reality and a dream. It is a source of hope and of frustration. Justice, like a mountain, affords many perspectives, depending upon which side one is viewing. For persons who are well established in life, justice is a wall of protection. For persons struggling with obstacles or battling mistreatment, justice is a door through a wall. The appropriate interaction between biblical justice and civil justice is difficult to define. On one end, is full separation between church and state. On the other end, is extremist dominion theology or Christian nationalism that proposes full integration of the Christian church into the affairs of the state. Within a democratic republic such as the United States of America, there is a 2-centuries-old tension between viewpoints and applications of justice. On balance, the nation has been well served by our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Freedom of religion has flourished under a philosophy of government that has not made the Bible our law. Christianity, the predominant faith in the nation, has not suppressed other religions such as Judaism, Islam, or variants of the Orthodox historic Christian faith such as the Church of Latter-day Saints and Seventh-day Adventists. As a nation founded in rebellion to the King of England, George III, and the State Church of England, the Constitution has proved itself as a successful model of governance and foundation for civil justice, notwithstanding notable failures and gross injustices such as American slavery, as well as the mistreatment of Native Americans in forced migration from their lands. What is not as clear is the success of the church as it relates to doing biblical justice. The terms biblical justice and civil justice will be highlighted throughout this book as separate but complementary concepts. There is also the term social justice, which is controversial due to narratives, some intentionally false, that social justice is a rejection of the Word of God and an embrace of some form of Marxism. This is little more than guilt by association. This tactic is not unlike denigrating every form of the statement, Black Lives Matter, when most of us are not talking about the organization, but the human reality, Black Lives Matter. For the purposes of this book, social justice will represent the practical application of biblical justice in society. The conditions of today have been determined by what has taken place in the past. Carter G. Woodson. The goals of this book are to shine a bright light of insight and to educate readers by increasing understanding of both scriptural mandates regarding justice and unbiased lessons from history. It is also the aim of this book to bring matters related to racial minorities out of the historical shadows. About the writing style of this book. The title of this book is Biblical and Social Justice. What is it? An everyday person's guide to understanding justice and the role of the church in our society. The term everyday person is not intended to offend the status or intellect of any person. The intent is to present material in a manner that is easy to read and understand. The writing style is informal and conversational. Many resources have been read and researched. These are available in the bibliography of this book. There are 2 books I want to highly recommend as foundational to understanding justice and the role of the church. The role of the church in society has not been entirely positive, and unfortunately, has too often been highly detrimental to the cause of Christ and equal justice. The first book, White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity, by Robert P. Jones. This is the most substantial and well-researched book I've ever read on the subject of race, white supremacy, and the documented role of the church in North America. By its honest telling of history, Robert P. Jones provides an immense level of hope for our future progress. No telling of American history or presentation of a Christian worldview is complete without a resource such as this book. The other book, Woke Church, An Urgent Call for Christians in America to Confront Racism and Injustice, by Eric Mason. As an African-American pastor and scholar, Dr. Mason brings a high level of practical understanding and insight into how today's church can effectively serve God's purposes and our communities. In a world of opinions and low information, it is essential that we have a firm grasp of facts, both historical and contemporary. The best opinions and concepts are formed from deep understanding. There are portions of this book that are difficult to read. It is important to accept those portions, not as a stimulant for guilty feelings, but as food for thought and motivation for change. This book will present many insights and opinions, which I will offer as one man's perspective. I trust you will find these insights relevant, reliable, valid, and useful to your life and our times. I welcome reader perspectives and challenges to recommendations and points of view presented in this book. The difficulty lies not so much in developing new ideas as in escaping from old ones. John Maynard Keynes.